This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry that way.
Here I am, the master motivator, Doug Stephan, with the DJV crowd, or at least two-thirds of the DJV crowd. It is my pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce you to Victoria Keelan, K-E-E-L-A-N-N-N-N-N. And then there's Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, here to go through what's happened. That was the week that was. Fridays are a time for us to accept the truth about what's happened this past week. Remember that line from A Few Good Men when Jack Nicholson playing the general is sitting on a stand and Tom Cruise is after him for the truth? You can't handle the truth. Yes. Well, I don't know whether most of the audience can handle the truth or not, but it's time for us to accept what has happened this past week, whether it's in the world of sports. If you are a Kate Upton fan, you may have gotten sort of a kick out of that tirade back and forth on Twitter, social media. By the way, we're on Facebook.com/DJV Show. You can follow the conversation on Twitter at DJV Show or at On Air Victoria or at C. Schillen if you would like to do that. Help yourself. I find it powerful to understand how the business cycles work in our country and around the world. You're all familiar with the flap about Volkswagen and their diesel engines,
right?
And hundreds of thousands of cars in this country and millions of cars around the world not meeting emission standards, even though they are better in many ways than most other cars that are in production or around available. It's an age thing. I mean, there's a whole complicated formula, a lot of politics and hoopla. But the bottom line is, with the admission that they cheated, and they did, on the, and I'm not here, I don't have to be an apologist for Volkswagen. I never owned a Volkswagen. My son and my daughter have them. And they're, my son's turning his in next month, the one that has the diesel engine that doesn't meet the standards, and my daughter's going to keep hers because she likes it. If anything, I would have thought it would be the other way around. But that isn't the way it worked out. But to show you the impact of the worldwide system of doing business now, if you don't think that we're a worldwide community, the people in Europe haven't paid much attention to this because they, excuse me, there are more diesel-powered cars in Europe than there are gasoline-powered cars. And the same is true of most other areas of the world. We're unique in our country. We are silly in our country. We have this thing about diesels. Oh, they make noise and black smoke comes out of the exhaust pipe. That was the old way. And the older trucks and stuff, older tractors that I have on my farm, yeah, once in a while they puff a little black smoke. So they have more torque. And they're much more economical to run, and they run with less heat. So there's an impact there on the environment that a lot of people don't talk about. But anyway,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Obviously cars are running on gasoline. They emit energy, and you can tell the hood of your car is hot. So obviously you're emitting heat. But right. I didn't think about that. I never knew that diesels don't emit
diesels
as much heat.
Diesels run cooler than gasoline engines do.
Interesting.
But with all of the pressure that's been brought to bear and lawsuits and this guy gets fired, the other ends, Volkswagen got fired. They announced yesterday they are going to cut 24,000 jobs. That's how big they are. And that's just in Germany. They have plants all around the world. They have plants in Asia and America and in North Africa.
And that's a result of this diesel scandal or whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it. Bad judgment, government interference, whatever.
24,000 jobs.
24,000 jobs. And they're going to, by the year 2020, turn around their business because they feel they must be number one in electric cars.
Mm.
They have an electric car. Well, pretty much everybody's got an electric car. I drove that Chevy Bolt. My son and I went out week before last, Saturday morning, over to the dealership. He wants another car because he's getting rid of that Volkswagen, as I said. And we drove the Volt around, and it had a lot of pep. It was kind of, for the price, it really was well attentioned, if you know what I mean. There's a lot of really nice appointments to it. It was solid. It was a good machine.
My whole family has turned into a Chevy family. My parents have a 2016 Chevy Cruze. It's like their sedan. And Lewis and I got the SUV, the Trax. We love it. I was shocked. I'm kind of a car snob, and I'm a design snob. And so if things aren't designed in a practical way, like if a cup holder is in a weird place where you know your arm or your elbow has to be, that drives me crazy. And so I was absolutely blown away at the thoughtful design that Chevy has completely changed the brand and changed everything. And
you want to know why that is?
I would love to know why, yeah.
Because there's a woman running the company.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The CEO of GM is a woman. Her name is Mary Bernier, I believe. B-E-R-N-I-E-R. I think something like that is a name that's similar to that.
Huh.
And I think that's why you see a woman's touch when it comes to things like that. Very important, because women are more thoughtful, more practical, more intelligent about designing things. Whenever there's something that has to be done to change what my house looks like, I don't make that decision. I leave it to Meredith, because she's much better at it. She can look at something and picture it, and the colors, draperies, furniture, all of that stuff. And I think that holds my sister, younger sister, is the same.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little different tastes, but they.
But being able to see a space for its potential and things,
And I don't think men are spatial. I think women are, and I think that men are not necessarily. I say that as a general statement. There are some, certainly there are great. A lot of the great designers, fashion designers, are men. And so it's
gay men. I think we have to say. I mean, gay men are fabulous interior designers. Yeah. They're really good
fabulous.
Fashion designers. but they're the part of the spatial intelligence. A lot of men are architects, and they can see the bones of something. But once it gets to the interior, then all bets are off. So it is.
Right.
I have a friend who's an architect, and he often jokes about that. He's like, "Oh, I can look at a plot of land, and I can tell you exactly what I can do with it." He goes, "But don't tell me to open the front door and go inside."
Well, I think that's really one of the reasons that you, and by the way, I think there's a design that women make these decisions. Men do not. 80% of all the decisions made for buying cars or furniture or pretty much anything that's a big purchase made by the woman.
Mm.
And there's not you're just explaining why that happens. There's no mystery here to this. It's that women are better at things. Men are good at some things. Women are good at some things. So why
men are, you know what men have an amazing ability to do?
Screw things up.
No, and I guarantee you're probably good at this too, and you might not even know it. One of the most amazing skills that I am always in awe of men, my boyfriend has it, my brother has it, every guy I've ever dated has this skill. If you are a girl and you have a necklace and a chain that gets tied up in tiny knots, men are amazing at getting those tiny little knots untangled. And women, all of my friends, we can't do it. We just almost throw the necklace out. The guy sits there and he methodically goes and undoes the knot in the metal, and it's incredible.
It's funny.
It's a wonderful skill.
I don't get ticked off, but almost every one of the lead lines for Millie, the dog's lead lines have a knot in them. I don't know why she knots them up, and I try to unknot them, and they get knotted up again.
This sounds like my headphones every single morning, and I take them out of my purse, and they're all knotted up, and I sit there, and I get so angry when I'm trying to untangle them, and I throw them on the floor, and then I pick them up.
I'm telling you, find a guy near you at Radio America, and they're going to have it done in 2 seconds. It's incredible.
There you go.
Okay, get somebody else to come in at 4 a.m.
We're fixing the world one necklace at a time and one car at a time. It's a 16 past the hour. This portion of the program brought to you by the folks who have presented all of you with an opportunity to improve your circulation, to improve your heart health, to improve your body. Aging affects your body. So once you get into your 40s, things are slowing down just a bit. And if you get poor circulation, got other issues like high blood pressure, that'll all lead to heart disease. You don't have a lot of energy. My friends, you've come to the right place, because simply by calling 800-655-4183, you can change all of that. And I'm not being facetious. I'm not exaggerating. Kara's on it. Victoria's on it. I'm on it. Everybody's on it. Super Beats. I want to have like a big trumpet flourish and a fanfare. Anyway, but I've told you this story, and by golly, believe it or not, there are people that listen to this program who still haven't called 800-655-4183 to get the support for healthy circulation that you need. Healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beats to the rescue. Should be a movie. I have all these superhero people. Is it the ant? If they can do an Ant-Man show, got to be able to do a Super Beat. Beats
character,
right?
Yeah.
A Super Beats character. 800, I could play that role pretty effectively.
Yeah.
800-655-4183. Buy now your first shipment of Super Beats. Get a 30-day supply free with your order. The essence of what goes on in your body when you convert the nitric oxide, dietary nitrates, which open up your arteries. That's why the blood pressure stays even and smooth. That's why you get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every organ in your body using this product. And that's why you live longer and more. Your life is enhanced by feeling good and positive. So call 800-655-4183 to get on the Super Beat bandwagon, or buy them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, guy. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs. And cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples, guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples. Make more happen. Offerings 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
This weekend at Kohl's, friends and family take an extra 20% off. It's time to get ready for the holidays. So deck the halls with 50% off holiday decor. Dress to impress for the school concert with kids' sweaters just $11.99. And keep them warm from head to toe with juniors' boots for $49.99. At Kohl's, friends and family save a little more with an extra 20% off. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 11/18 through 11/20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
It's almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
All right, we were talking about cars. The Ford Motor Company has told President-elect Trump that they're not going to bring production of anything to Mexico, which I find interesting. They were going to move Lincoln SUV production there and some of their smaller cars, and now the President of Ford said, Mr. Trump, you'd be happy to know, we're not going now. 21 after.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's 23 at the hour now. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Christmas in Washington group, some country singers, folk rock singers in the musical lineup for the lighting of the Christmas tree in Washington, which takes place on the 1st of December, which would be a week from next Thursday, week from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So let's see who's going to be there. Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood.
They just released, yesterday, their first duet album, and it's all Christmas music.
Is it?
So, yeah, so they'll probably, their voices sound really nice together.
Yeah, they
and
do.
Jennifer has seen them in concert together. They're great.
I have seen them as well. We went to not last.
Oh, really?
The last year, I think we were, yeah. Yep, the Lumineers, part of the festivities as well. Let's see, who else is involved in this thing? James Taylor is presenting. Kelly Clarkson.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
James Taylor.
I've seen
part of a busy trip to Washington. He's going to get the Kennedy Center honor as well this year with lots of other people. I'll go through that list in a few minutes. It's another very cool list of people getting awards.
I love the Kennedy Center Honors.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. Every year, I never miss that. It's always such a well-produced show.
All right, so, Kara, who's this? Is this Kelly or is this Yolanda?
This is Kelly Clarkson.
A moment like this.
This is her first song when she won American Idol. This is old.
Is it?
Yes.
Hey,
you know, they used to write a song for you. Yeah.
She was the first winner of American Idol, too, wasn't
she? She was. Yeah.
Yeah. The event will be broadcast on the 5th of December on the Hallmark Channel. It's Mary Dunn. Before the 1st of December. This is Yolanda Adams.
Yes.
Open My Heart.
That's why I open up my heart.
Smiling Cal started this Christmas tree tradition. Say it again, Doug. Tradition. 1923.
Who?
Smiling Cal. That's what they call President Calvin Coolidge.
Cal. I think it's a smiling cow.
No, Smiling Cal, C-A-L. He never was photographed ever. That time in the 20s, they didn't have many people taking pictures, but you'd never see a picture of him with a smile on his face. Never, ever. There was never one taken.
Wow.
According to the folklore, anyway. So this is on the south lawn of the White House. Tree gets put up there. Kind of a nice symbol. I'm surprised some jerk, though, hasn't sued the federal government for even using the word Christmas in some federal program.
I mean, the White House has always been pretty good. They you know, the president always goes and lights a menorah. I mean, they you know, and then there's a Kwanzaa thing.
But you know what I'm saying.
Pretty, I know, but I think that the White House has got everybody covered for the holidays. They do a nice job with that. So, in every administration, George W. Bush, Laura Bush, they did a nice job with
nobody's
it, too.
Nobody's questioning.
So.
I'm not questioning. Yeah. I'm just saying that there's always some clown around these
sure
days.
Someone's tried.
Christmas is Christ birthday, supposedly, which, of course, is fraudulent in the first place because Christ was born late in March. But anyway, putting that aside, celebrating supposedly the birth of Christ, that's the generation of the derivative of Christmas is a mass for Christ. And what makes it even more amusing is that it was a pagan holiday that was the chief pagan holiday. Therefore, the Catholics stole it. You know, basically, so they, okay, we'll tell everybody that Christ was born on December 25th because it's a big pagan holiday. We got to boot them out of the attention, and we want
it's
to...
It's the winter solstice or something, right? That's what the pagan, original pagan
Well, around
was.
December 21st, yeah, right, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Changing.
And then they're like, oh, that's going to be good for Jesus. We'll just stick him in there.
Right, yep, let's hear it. But the peace that comes over the world, the old line, which is a good one, I think it goes like this, if I remember correctly, the peace that passeth all understanding that goes with it. And that's the time of year that we're entering into, thank heavens. 28 past the hour. In the frosty air.
Escape from freedom. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Eric Fromm once wrote a book entitled Escape from Freedom. The book dealt with the concept that, on some level, it's difficult for any of us to realize that if we actually do have complete freedom, then we're also completely responsible for anything we do. And the idea that we have to be fully responsible for every single thing we do is and can be so frightening for most people that we would rather escape freedom than just be told what to do. After all, if we're just following orders and we're not responsible for what we do, right? Well, the reality is that whether we want to escape freedom or not, we cannot. Whereas we might not be responsible for what happens to us in life, we are all responsible for what we do with what happens to us. Ultimately, whether we want to be or not, we are all responsible for our choices. And one great choice you can make is to learn more at drchristianconti.com.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price. Starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker. Starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSF for 2016 Sprinter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Sound better today than it did yesterday.
A lot better, yeah. What'd you do?
I had, what did I do? I had acupuncture.
Really?
Yesterday. Yep.
And near your throat or on the back of your
well,
neck?
Well, there are the points, actually the points for your throat are on your hands.
Oh.
So you treat acupuncture, the fascinating understanding of how your body works.
I know. I've always wanted to try it.
The connection between your feet and your gums and all of the radiant points in your body is just really amazing. I've been having acupuncture for years. And I had an appointment scheduled anyway because I'm still working on my back and my shoulder and my foot. But she said, "What's wrong with your voice?" And I said, "I don't know. You know, I got the whatever left over from, the all the little thing." Anyway, so it worked.
I almost forgot, actually, until you mentioned it, that your voice was kind of raspy yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, my dad uses acupuncture on our horses, and he gets amazing results.
Meredith has it done on her horses all the time.
Yeah,
it's very,
great.
Very strong. Yep. So, remember my conversation over the past year, maybe it hasn't been a whole year, when I realized that in Lewiston, Maine, there was a whole group of Somalis that had gone there, founded sort of a community. There were thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're complaining, and they're illegally. There are a few that are there legally, but most of them are getting government aid, and they found this little conclave. So there was a story floating out of Lewiston this week about the harassment that has taken place for Somalis because of, well, I don't know if it's because of, but there are those who attributed to the election of Donald Trump. We've had and heard and focused on some of these things that have been done supposedly in the name of Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump's not doing it.
Right.
It's a focus on the people who feel liberated or entitled or empowered or whatever it is now that that Trump is president. So there is the Maine Immigration and Refugee Service that said this week a woman was nearly run down by an angry driver who yelled at her for being a foreigner. Another woman told the service she had somebody yank on her attire, her outfit, and told her to go back to her country. There's a lot of that going on. What bothers me about this is that there are people, the governor and the mayor say they will investigate and prosecute anybody committing harassment, which is fair and honest and just. But because there are so many people living there, by the authorities' admittance, there are people, many people there, thousands of them. The city of Lewiston, about 30, 40,000 people live there. And of that group, 15% now are Somalis. They've just gone to Lewiston, Maine.
Is Lewiston, Maine a big town?
No,
or is it a city? Or
it
seems like such a random place to end
it
up.
It is a random. It's really random. Yeah. And plus the fact it's cold as hell in the wintertime.
Right.
Up there. And that's not exactly where they're used to living.
Exactly.
Somalia is a pretty warm, hot spot right in the equator on the east side of Africa. Anyway, I understand not wanting to be in Somalia. Somalia is a horrible place.
Right.
And I understand wanting to come here. There are a lot of people from Brazil in my community, in Massachusetts, and there are others. They find themselves looking at Dearborn, Michigan, where a number of people from Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan live. And there's a big Muslim community there. So the trouble here with this, from my perspective, is what happens when these people move in is there's an expectation that everybody should change, not everybody, but there ought to be changes made to meet their cultural demands or experiences or history, whatever it is. And I'm not buying that. Even though I wouldn't do it as crassly, the former mayor of Lewiston said that immigrants ought to leave their culture at the door when they come to America. I mean, there are a lot of people who agree with that. I'd like to think, and we've seen this across the board, whether it's politically correct or not to say it, there are the culture that comes from Hispania, which has overtaken a lot of what is not just now the southwestern part of our country, but elsewhere in the country, where there's an arrogance that gets attached to it. The older, more secure people who come from wherever they come from, whether it's Somalia or El Salvador, wherever they come from, they have a certain attitude. I think attitude is probably the right word. That isn't negative. It isn't. I mean, we're here as a loving, giving nation, and we've helped lots of people all around the world. People have come to our country because they see it as a beacon of light, and you know now and hope. But there are people who come here and abuse the system. We all know that. There are people that are Americans that abuse the system.
So do you think an older generation, so you're saying an older generation of immigrants is more respectful?
Yes.
And that's an interesting point. But I would argue that that's just age. That is
maybe
multicultural. That's just age.
Maybe.
Because there are older Americans who travel to Europe, and they have the old, you know, when in Rome,
yep,
you know, kind of assimilate,
yep,
to the culture.
Yep.
And
yep,
younger Americans who travel are just, they expect everything to, they need a McDonald's on every corner, and they need a Starbucks. And, you know, that's just age. I think that's youth and ignorance combined.
Okay, maybe. But it's, so if it's universal, then maybe that gives us some leniency. But what I object to here, Victoria, is the number of people who go up there and they don't want to integrate into the culture, even to the point of wanting, they sort of flaunt their illegality. Well,
mm-hmm,
we're here, and you can't do much about
right
this. I mean, there are people that are being sent back to Somalia. It's
mm-hmm
harder to get back here from Somalia than it is. I think it was yesterday I told the story about the two guys here in Framingham who were have been expelled three times by ISIS.
Yeah.
They come back to the same place. We put them on a plane, deport them, and in 6 months they're back again.
Mm.
That kind of stuff. And
right,
there's just too much. And one wonders what sense it makes. Why are you doing, why does our government do it this way? If somebody's committed a crime, whether they're legal or illegal, prosecute them, and if they're guilty, put them in jail.
Right.
Don't send them back. Send them
well,
back
I guess some people would make the argument, why should we pay for their
well,
failing?
Well, that's true, except
you know
that what, there are so many holes in our system. I mean, that's one of the reasons Trump got as much traction as he did, because of stuff like this.
Yeah.
This is why there's traction there. So, anyway,
yeah,
I don't want to get stuck on it. I just got a kick out of seeing the action. Not a kick necessarily, but I am interested in them. The legals complaining one thing, illegals complaining another thing. And it's hard to tell without, you know, it's sort of, there's a sadness to this. Because, do I want to say this? You remember the way the Jews were identified in Germany was by wearing the Star of David. They had a patch that
mm-hmm
identified them as Jews. And because the attire was similar, maybe it's easier because many of the people I'm talking about, whether they're from Somalia or Middle East, are wearing their garb of nature, their natural clothing. I see more and more all the time people who have, and I don't know whether they've just been here all along and I haven't paid any attention to it, and all the focus has brought me around to seeing the number of women in burqas and wearing the traditional garb of their heritage, which, you know, I mean, our traditional garb comes from Europe for the most part. We
mm-hmm
wear what our ancestors wore, you know, with some modification, obviously.
Right.
Depending on how much time you spend at Abercrombie and Fitch, from, you know, the days of dressing like that. But
it used to just be, you know, European influence,
yeah,
and then African influence,
right,
for African Americans.
Yeah.
There's also,
yeah,
you know, that you, there's often some cultural ties there too. But yeah, you're right. Now there are a lot more, you know, there's Indian influence from India. There's,
yeah,
Asian influence. I mean, there's a lot more that changes in the way people dress.
I talked to a friend of mine yesterday who's the president of Juniata College down in Pennsylvania, near State College, where many people listen to this program. And he just had come back from a trip to India. They went over, he and his recruiter went to India because there are a number of well-to-do Indians who want to come to school in America, and they don't want to go to a big university. They want to go to a smaller liberal arts college. This is a good school. Juniata is a very good school. And so they went over to meet the need, to talk to the people who were potentials, and they probably get a couple of the dozen students that'll come here. And the way that it works now is that the schools can sort of sponsor them
mm-hmm
and bring them over. And then, you know, what happens to them after that, they go to the Patriot Act, unless they continue their schooling, requires that they go back to their homeland instead of staying here if they've done, you know, if they've been outstanding students. It used to be even
that's
when
the
I was
kind
in
of
school
stuff that frustrates me.
Ah,
I mean,
drives me nuts.
I mean,
craziness.
The doctors, the scientists.
We got,
you know,
all these,
I mean,
people crawling around, these creeps who have no business being here, and they just suck off of, like, these guys
right
that I talked about yesterday who committed murder, and they give the immigrants...
And somehow they're still here.
They're still, yeah, they're
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
But somebody who comes that does great, is a straight A, 4-point student, we throw
yep
them out.
I know.
That
hello
is ding,
extremely
ding, ding
frustrating.
Anybody home? All right, 45 after the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The holidays have arrived, and gentlemen, it's the perfect time for you to arrive in style. Hurry into JCPenney during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Gear up with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. It's the perfect way to step up your game this holiday season. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. About 11/17 to 11/19. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com for coupon and details.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or Sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
When your medical practice is growing fast and you have more patients than you have room for, you need to start, well, making some room, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, some interesting sports news here in terms of the people getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Victoria, there is this list here, the people that will be honored: Bruce Springsteen, Diana Ross, Ellen DeGeneres, Robert De Niro, Cecily Tyson, Tom Hanks, Robert Redford, Kareem Abdul Jabbar, Michael Jordan, Melinda Gates, Bill Gates, Frank Gehry, the architect, Lauren Michaels, the television producer, and Vin Scully. Vin Scully gets the award.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Scully.
Yes.
Hi there. My name is Josh Earnest. I'm the White House press secretary.
Oh, my gosh. I certainly know the name. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, we're fine.
Well, Mr. Scully, I know that you're really busy. I wanted to call and talk to you about something. The every year, the president gives out something called the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It is
Yes.
It's the highest civilian honor that any president can give. And President Obama has given it out every year that he's been in office. And he gets it just a handful of people. And this year he's going to give it to you.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Yes. So you've had...
Are you sure? I'm just an old baseball announcer.
Well, listen, you've had a remarkable impact on the lives of generations of sports fans in this country. And you have brought a decency and a professionalism to this job that hasn't just captured the attention of generations of Americans. It's captured the attention of the President of the United States. And you've got a legacy.
I'm rather overwhelmed and humbled.
And
thank you so much, Josh.
It's my pleasure. Take care. Bye
for now.
That's sweet.
Oh.
The one thing, he's a partisan. He's the press secretary, so he's supposed to say that. He says, the president's giving it out every year. All presidents have given it out every year. I think it goes back to Ronald Reagan, matter of fact. But
yeah, it's a yearly thing, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. Every year at Christmas time. So Vin Scully's in that list. That's good.
So deserving.
Before the hour. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Linden. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now it's time for our overview for this past week, the week of November 14th to the 18th, of the heavy, the big-time tech stories. And I'll be the big voice announcer. Thank you very much. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, who is the person of substance here. I'll be the noisemaker. You be the person of substance.
I'll try my best.
Go through the top five items, starting at number five.
Well, the Unicode Consortium this week met. They are a secret society of nerds, and they are in charge of emojis. All the emojis on the planet have to go through the Unicode Consortium, and so they get together, I think, once or twice a year to approve new emoji designs, and 50 new playful images are now ready for emoji keyboards. They have the country of Finland. This is new. They are now represented by a naked man in a wooden sauna. or an emoji of a naked woman in a wooden sauna. Or, if you want to do something a little more PG, they have a Scandinavian-looking pair of woolly socks. So that is supposed to be representative of all of Finland. Other newly approved emoji designs include a woman wearing a hijab, a genderless person for the LGBTQ community, and someone sitting in the lotus position, which would imply Zen. So now it's not a guarantee that every cell phone company will pick up all the new emojis, because that is individual. You know, Verizon chooses different ones, AT&T, things like that. But there are a whole new group of emojis for your texting enjoyment.
Number four.
Adidas has launched a new initiative to clean up the oceans from plastics and trash, and to make a new design and a whole new line of shoes and athletic wear. They have partnered with Parley Ocean Plastics, which is actually trademarked at this point, because Parley takes something like 11 million plastic bottles they have taken from the oceans around the world. They've broken the plastic down. They've made thread out of it. And now they've made this new fabric. It's this high-tech fabric that Adidas is using, and they're going to use the Ultra Boost, which is their most popular shoe model, or it's a running shoe. So the Ultra Boost is now going to be made from Parley Ocean Plastics, and they say that they're committed to making 1 million pairs of these types of new sneakers by the end of 2017. And Adidas says this is very important to partner with Parley, because a truckload of plastic ends up in an ocean every 60 seconds. The fish then eat the plastic, we eat the fish, and we end up having tons of plastic in our system. So
you make us last longer. You don't have to have plastic surgery anymore.
Now, that's
number
an interesting perspective
three.
That no one's thought of.
Number three, yes.
Well, just in time for the holidays, if you are at home and visiting with family and reminiscing, looking at old photo albums, trying to figure out the best way to digitize those photos, Google has a new app called PhotoScan. It is a free app on iOS and Android, and all you do is line up your camera phone or your smartphone. You line it up on top of the picture. It helps autocorrect the picture. So if it's an older picture, you know, of you in pajamas in the 80s, it'll actually help adjust the light, and you can digitize everything, and PhotoScan puts all of your Google photos together, and so now you will forever have all of those memories without, you know, without losing all of your wonderful photo albums.
Like those pictures we posted on Instagram yesterday of me when I was in college.
Yep.
With the short suit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a thriller. Number two.
It was a thriller for all of us. Twitter has cracked down on hate speech. This is, of course, one of the negative sides of this contentious election year. Lots of hate speech has Twitter has seen an uptick in that. So they have now expanded. Each individual user has more control over what they can and don't want to see in terms of their Twitter feed. So they've expanded the mute feature, and it also now applies to notifications. So if you follow someone, you can actually take out, you can have phrases and words that you don't want to have appear in your Twitter feed anymore, and Twitter is now giving you more control over that. So you can't stop someone from spewing hate, but you can stop your eyeballs from seeing it.
Number one.
And another crazy story this week with Facebook. You know, Facebook's been facing so much criticism for all the fake news stories, especially during the election.
Yeah.
And Mark Zuckerberg has said he's now going to bring in a third party to help mitigate these stories that they just can't seem to track. They spread so much faster than real news, and there are outlets that sound like news. There's one called American News, and it's a totally fake news site, and they make up crazy stuff all the time.
So
just be careful. Don't get stuck sharing fake news stories on Facebook.
All right, and then there's a quick story about Snap, the messaging company. Big thing is it looks like they're going to try to become a public company. That'd be a good...
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.